Because of the great love of God for us, He died for us to save us from our sins and to make us children of God, to live in the likeness of God. This is the greatest sacrifice that God has done for us, to die for us, and to, in connection with what we also celebrate yesterday, which is also when we look at the time, the way the Jews count the days. So it was already Friday last night when we did the celebration of the Lord's Supper, when Jesus instituted the Holy Eucharist and also the priesthood, and then His command that we may love one another. So this is connected now with this today, which is the consummation of His sacrifice, being the Lamb of God to die instead of us dying for our sins. And because this is the Holy Triduum, then we will also, on the third day, Jesus will rise again on Sunday, or even on the Vigil of Saturday, Vigil of Easter, which is already considered Sunday for the Jewish calendar. I read a little book, a little black book, 6 minutes meditation of the Sunday Gospel of Lent, and I learned from this book the following reflections. Forgiveness can be good for a person's health. According to Mayo Clinic, letting go of grudges and bitterness can improve health and lead to greater peace of mind. The benefits may include healthier relationships, improved mental health, less anxiety, stress, and hostility, lower blood pressure, fewer symptoms of depression, a stronger immune system, improved heart health, and improved self-esteem. Of course, I will add in this the spiritual benefit also, that we have peace of mind, our soul is in the state of grace. Lewis B. Smith, author of several books on forgiveness, who hailed from Michigan, believed that people don't forgive simply because they're supposed to forgive. They forgive because they need to be healed. He was a pioneer in forgiveness research, believing that forgiveness was not merely a virtue, but a human necessity for getting on with one's life. To wait for an apology, he said, was to leave your future peace and happiness in the hands of the person who injured you in the first place. There are two reasons I'm talking about forgiveness today, he once said. First, the single greatest cause of misery and tragedy in our world is the inability of people to forgive those who have wronged and wounded them. Secondly, the only cure for bad memory of a past wrong is the act of forgiveness. End of quote. When God has forgiven us already in the sacrament of confession, then we really have to trust in His mercy and forgive ourselves also. Sometimes the hardest to forgive is our own selves. That's why when we go to confession, that sins that you have already confessed, you don't have to confess it again because it's already forgiven. Sometimes the enemy just tempt you or accuse you again with that sin just to put you down. But for God, He already forgiven it. So there was a priest who was asked by a visionary. He said that he is talking to Jesus, and then so he was the priest said he was doubting with this person. So he asked her next time that Jesus appeared to him to ask Jesus what was the last sin he has confessed. And so when Jesus appeared to this nun, he asked Jesus. But Jesus answered, "I don't remember." There's a saying, to err is human, to forgive is divine. Two things, since we inherit a fallen nature, we are destined to hurt one another. But with God's grace, we can choose to forgive, to let go and move on. Yes, it's not easy to forgive, but we have to do it for our own good. Jesus taught us to forgive and give us the power to do it through the Holy Spirit. All that Jesus did in his life, especially during his passion, are an example for us to follow. Though innocent, he suffered for our salvation. Suffering has meaning. When we unite our own suffering with the suffering of Jesus on the cross, we help for salvation of souls. In short, our own suffering has redemptive effect. I read today about Saint Catherine of Siena, who once said, "Everything comes from love. All is ordained from the salvation of man. God does nothing without this goal in mind. God does nothing that does not involve the goal of our salvation. Nothing. He is that good. He is that faithful. He is that trustworthy. The challenge to us in our brokenness is to believe and live accordingly. Suffering is necessary for our salvation. So he allows us to suffer rather than be lost. If we are open and receptive, Jesus truly suffers with it. Jesus truly suffers with each one of us. Ever since he suffered and died on the cross, nobody suffers alone. Jesus suffers with you and me." He said to Peter in our gospel today, "Shall I not drink the cup that the Father gave me?" Many of us question God when we suffer. "I'm not that bad, I'm not a sinner, why am I suffering?" But of course, suffering is not those for who are bad. Because if only the bad suffers, then there will be no more bad people. Suffering is also given to the innocents. Innocents suffer for salvation of souls. And the best example of those innocent who suffer, of course, is Jesus himself and his mother, Our Lady. In the Gospel of Luke, which we read last Palm Sunday, the Passion, Jesus gave up his spirit. That "gave up" is a translation of exactly the same word used in the Gospel for forgiveness, letting go. It's what a person sometimes does at the time of death, when they offer no further resistance and just let go. Jesus let go of his earthly life and gave it over to the Father, trusting that his Father would receive him in a fuller life. When I forgive someone, I join in a particular way with the Lord on the cross and let go of something that stands between me and God. It comes down to this: to forgive is to participate in the death of the Lord on the cross. I repeat, to forgive is to participate in the death of the Lord on the cross. Sometimes I may say, it would kill me to forgive that person, or I'd rather die than do that. But when I forgive, it doesn't kill me, literally. There's a kind of death in forgiveness, but it's kind of death that sets me free, like the death of Jesus on the cross. Then I am free at last to live life more fully than I lived before. Just as Jesus let go of the life everyone desperately tries to hang on to and was free to live life to the fullest. There is something about forgiveness that goes to the core of following the Lord even to death, death on the cross. Let us all meditate on this today, and let us all imitate him on this for our own salvation. Let our every holy communion unite us with Christ, who eagerly desire that we share in his divine nature, and therefore we be able to love as he loves and forgive as he forgives. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Let us also imitate St. John, the evangelist or the beloved, who received Mary from Jesus on the cross and took her home, for she too is our mother. May she intercede for us through the Holy Spirit to accept and carry our crosses, follow Jesus, and be his missionary disciples. May Mary, our mother, the mother of mercy, help us all to forgive as we have been forgiven in Christ, that we may live our lives to the fullest. Amen.